Welcome to the Carols of Christmas. Each day leading up to Christmas, I talk about a particular Christmas carol, explaining some of the history and background behind the carol, and then finally I will sing a verse of it for you. Some will be familiar, some probably not, but they all point us toward the true reason for the season, our Savior, Jesus Christ. My name is Michael D. Young, and today I'd like to talk about Go Tell It on the Mountain. Though most Christmas carols come from Europe, mostly England, Germany, France, and Spain, this lively song comes from the United States. It was a spiritual passed orally from person to person, and so it's hard to say exactly when it first appeared, but we do know that the first person who collected it and wrote it down was John Wesley Work, Jr. He was an African-American collector of spirituals from Nashville and started working with music early in his youth. He studied Latin and history at Fisk University and began to organize various musical groups there, including a 10-person touring group known as the Fisk Jubilee Singers. The name comes from Leviticus 25, which talks about the year of Jubilee. His love of history and music led him to seek out African-American spirituals so that he could document and collect them. He published a collection of them in 1901 called New Jubilee Songs as Sung by the Fisk Jubilee Singers, and another collection in 1907, which included Go Tell It on the Mountain. Fisk University at the time was in dire financial straits, and they pinned their hopes on the Jubilee Singers. They used the rest of the university's funds to pay for their touring expenses and sent them out on an 18-month musical tour. They toured all around the United States and were instrumental to introducing these spirituals to white audiences, most of which had never heard them before. The tour was ultimately an enormous success and saved the university financially. A spiritual scholar, John Graham, talked about their initial reluctance to use spirituals in their concerts. The students were at first reluctant ambassadors for the songs of their ancestors. A Jubilee singer named Ella Shepherd recalled, "The slave songs were never used by us then in public. They were associated with slavery and the dark past and represented the things to be forgotten. Then, too, they were sacred to our parents, who used them in their religious worship." It is likely that this tour served to preserve these spirituals so that they have persisted for modern audiences to hear. It also inspired other primarily black colleges to create similar choral traditions. Go Tell It on the Mountain became a popular Christmas song throughout the country, leading it to be recorded by famous artists such as Mahalia Jackson, Bing Crosby, Frank Sinatra, Sheryl Crow, and others. John Wesley Work's son, John Wesley Work III, described how he knew the song. "Very early on Christmas morning, long before sunrise, it was then the custom for the students to gather and walk together from building to building singing, 'Go Tell It on the Mountain.'" The song has gone through a few different versions as well. A Canadian African composer named R. Nathaniel Dett added another stanza. "If you cannot sing like angels, if you cannot pray like Paul, you can tell the love of Jesus, you can say he died for all." This stanza, however, is mostly sung with another spiritual these days, called There is a Balm in Gilead. Today, Go Tell It on the Mountain has been standardized into a song that you will most likely hear anytime the Christmas season rolls around. And now a verse of Go Tell It on the Mountain.
Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. While shepherds kept their watching, o'er silent flocks by night, behold, throughout the heavens, there shone a holy light. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born.
Thank you for listening. Merry Christmas, and may God bless us, everyone.